we're saving you a seat at the table. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
You can't. You're going to have to talk right now, Phil Connor. I'm so glad to have Phil here, part of the BRBC, the Bridgeport Regional Business Council. He is the Vice President of Marketing and Membership at the BRBC. And Phil, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Melissa. Thank you for having me.
I got to give some shade to Dan Onofrio, the president. Last night, he's like, hey, do you want to have Phil on? I'm like, sure. Poor guy is like, what do you want to talk about? Don't worry, Phil. You're not my victim, but I will make Dan make this up to you when he gets back from Italy.
I do appreciate that.
Yay. I got your back, my friend. New friend. I got your back. And Phil, talk about what is the BRBC for people who may not be familiar.
Well, the Bridgeport Regional Business Council, we're a makeup of three Chamber of Commerce, Bridgeport, Stratford, and Trumbull. And the BRBC is there to help be the cheerleader of businesses, helping them find the platform that they need to succeed, share their voice, and help build connections and continue building their relationships.
And you have a lot of entities that make up the BRBC. I mean, talk about just even the different sectors that you guys are serving.
We serve all types of different sectors. You had Denise Weaver a little bit while ago talking about the Southwest Manufacturing Partnership. Does a wonderful job. And we just continue to provide platforms for everyone that that want to have the voice. So we kind of go in there, learn their goals, their mission, learned how to connect their resources and go from there.
Why should people be part of the BRBC if they're not already?
Well, if you want to have someone that's going to be working for them 24/7 while they're running their business to kind of go out there, I like to consider us like their marketing engine for their voices to be heard and get their brand out there to the public.
And, you know, the BRBC, you guys had an amazing event not that long ago over at the arena in Bridgeport. And you really showcased a lot of the different, like, again, businesses and entities that really make up this incredible city and just surrounding community. Do you guys have events like that pretty frequently throughout the year?
Yeah, we do. We just actually came off with our annual luncheon yesterday. We had at the Knowlton, which is a hidden gem in Bridgeport. If anybody is looking for event spaces, I recommend checking out the Knowlton. Sharon does a really phenomenal job.
I love the Knowlton. Yes. Oh, it's amazing.
Beautiful view, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so the Engage and Grow Expo is something that we wanted to launch to kind of build the opportunity. And the key part about that is collaboration. We collaborated with partners with the different chambers, with the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and the Southern Black Chamber, and brought this event to life.
If people want more information, I know you guys also have a newsletter that I actually follow. Dan got me hooked up with that a couple of years ago, and it's super helpful because you send them out pretty frequently.
Yes.
But where can people sign up for the newsletter but also get more information?
Well, if they want to visit, our website is brbc.org. And, you know, if you're listening to Melissa in the Morning, I got wonderful news for small businesses. Reach out to me, email phil@brbc.org. And we have a special offer right now for 50% off for businesses who want to try to get familiarized with the organization.
I love that. So do they have to name drop Melissa in the Morning?
They They have to name drop Melissa in the Morning.
That's the only code.
Yes, it.
That's the code. So they reach out to, what is the email again?
Phil, phil@brbc.org.
Okay. And you got to drop that code phrase Melissa in the Morning. And then you get in on a really amazing opportunity.
Yes.
That's incredible. I love that. Phil, thank you so much for what you do and for stopping by on really a whim, Dan Onofrio. I'm telling you right now, you owe this man your life and then some. Phil, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
I appreciate you. We are going to be right back with the WICC Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Stop right here. Our finale stop in Bridgeport at Frankie's Diner.